I'd like to call to order the Town of Mottville Town Council regular meeting of April 14th, 2025. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance, followed by a moment of silence in honor of our military.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. May I have a roll call, please?
Councilor Karen?
Here.
Councilor Jeffowitz?
Here.
Councilor Latham is absent. Councilor May?
Here.
Councilor Spelia?
Here.
Councilor Sutherland is absent. Councilor Huthman?
Present.
Here. I'll let the record show that we have five town councilors and we have a quorum. We have no special recognitions or presentations tonight. Alterations to the agenda.
Make a motion to remove. Oh, go ahead. I was going to say make a motion to remove 16J.
Second.
Any discussion?
Just that it requires further review by the town attorney before we are able to discuss it.
Well, I was thinking of 16H, I, and J, because there was no top meeting, unfortunately.
Well, I know H was specifically requested to stay on, kind of bypass TARP since we weren't able to meet and just have the discussion here. Ron McDaniel's here to discuss it, and
HR ready.
Yeah, I'd just like to chime in on that. The WPCA job description for the not the working leader. Foreman. And the change only amounted to some change in supervisory responsibilities, basically, from the lower class. And the guy's been performing the duties and responsibilities for several months now. And through no fault of our own, we haven't been able to get the TARP meeting going. So with the considering the minor changes to it, it had been reviewed by HR, and I didn't see a problem with asking that that remain on the agenda, along with the delinquency tax policy. I have the tax collector here tonight to speak on it. This is a revision from 2019, so I'd like to see that stay on there also.
Okay.
In to point to Councilor Jaskowitz, is Councilor Jaskowitz didn't know the job descriptions already went through HR, and okay. And also to yep. have the
sure,
just to let him know on that.
So without any further, so the only thing the motion is right now is to remove 16J. Any other alteration of the agenda?
So moved.
All right. Voice vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? 5-0. Consider an act on motion to approve the regular meeting minutes of March 10, 2025, the special meeting minutes of March 20, 2025, and the public hearing minutes of April
7,
2025.
Second.
Any discussion? Councilor Huthman, you asked for some revisions to one of them. Are you satisfied with those revisions?
Yes, I am.
All right. All in favor of approving the meeting minutes of March 10th, 20, and April 7th, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? All right, 5-0. Executive session, consider and act on a motion to enter an executive session for the purpose of interviewing candidates for the Housing Authority and Inland Wetlands Commissions. Discussions to include the members of the Town Council and Mayor Leonard Bunnell, Sr.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay. Note the time is 7:04.
Yeah.
Okay, out of executive session at 7:22, no votes were taken. I'd like to a motion to enter executive session for the purpose of discussing a sale and purchase of real estate in town of Montville. Discussions to include members of the town council, Mayor Leonard Bunnell and senior, and attorney Mike Sadai.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Note the time, it's 7:23 in executive session. Okay. Note the time, it's 7:56 out of executive session. No votes were taken. Just give me a moment, Liberty, to settle. At this time, I'd like to have remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda with a 3-minute limit. Remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda with a 3-minute limit. And I'll go one more time. Remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda with a 3-minute limit. Communications. Mayor, do we have anything?
I got nothing.
All right. Report from the attorneys on matters referred. Mayor, do we have anything?
No report.
Remarks from the mayor and or administrative department heads to include matters referred.
I have, I don't have the public works director here tonight, but I have a brief summary of things that's been active within the public works, and we're going to start with the Maple Avenue paving, and I've asked CLA representative to come up and say a few words.
Sure, yeah.
Talk about the plan for the condition of the road and how we're going to deal with it.
Sorry, Mayor.
Hi, everybody. My name is Kyle Hobbert. I'm from CLA Engineers. Before I get started, I do want to thank the council for extending our contract for another few years. We're very happy to continue working with the town. You have a number of great staff here, and we're happy to keep continuing that relationship and keep working with you guys.
Did we vote on that?
I hope so. as the mayor said, John Carlson couldn't be here tonight, so he'd asked me, and he had given the mayor some remarks on several items. And also, Councilor Karen had asked me to come tonight as well and kind of introduce myself to the commission. I don't know if my predecessor, Tom Cummings, had come to any of these, but he had worked for the, been in this position for the town for a number of years. I retired last year, and I've since taken over here in the town for about a year now. As the mayor had started talking about the Maple Avenue paving, we've been working with John and walking the Maple Avenue section, the next phase. The next section would be leaving off where the previous phase had ended last fall at about number 109, and it's planned to continue to about the Public Works facility. That's the next phase. Obviously, there is construction at the Public Works facility for the Animal Control building. There's also planned work on Bridge Street to replace a bridge deck. So John and I thought it was prudent to stop at about the Public Works facility because of that large equipment and construction going on beyond that section. We've reviewed the condition with John. Over the years, the town has had many projects trench and cut through that project, through that road. There was sewer in the 70s, there was a water line that was cut through there, there was the reuse lines, the original reuse lines that were put in there, and most recently the latest reuse lines that were cut through there. So the road has been cut through with a number of trenches. The current condition is those trenches are obvious. What's left of the original road is minimal. There is some settlement along those trenches. There's loss of crown, through that whole area. Because of that, we were exploring the repair options for the road. The last set of reuse lines that were put in were installed with the knowledge that the town was repaving the road this next construction season. We reviewed what the best approach would be with John, and the initial thought was to do a mill and overlay like it previously done, which would be about a 2-inch thick, mill and overlay with new pavement. After looking at the condition and looking at some of the loss of crown, some drainage issues along the gutter line, we felt it would be a better option to reclaim the road, which would be to grind it down about a foot thick, turn that into a base gravel, and then repave from there. What that does, it allows the opportunity to regrade the road better, bring a proper crown and proper drainage, you know, back into the road. It gives a lot more flexibility with your section versus doing a mill and overlay, which you only have a small, you know, 2-inch section to be able to manipulate and change the grade in that road. John has been working to do a video inspection of the culverts, the drainage system out there. What's been found so far is that the newer plastic and a lot of the concrete pipe that's out there is in pretty good condition, not many issues that were found. What we found is some of the older metal pipe was about at the end of its life. A number of it has the bottom of it worn out and some, you know, loss of section, you know, through those areas. We're exploring whether the option to line the culverts with a new fiberglass structural liner, or just dig it up and replace the culverts, depending on which option would be better. And it might be a combination of the two, depending on where the culvert lies in the road. At this time, we're in the middle of survey and design work for the project. We're anticipating a bid later this summer and construction in the fall.
So, if I may, Mr. Chair.
Sure.
So, you know, Kyle, thank you for coming, and I did ask you to come just to bring the council up to date. There'll be no more, like, any kind of paving that goes on, you'll be, you know, overseeing that in our town. Any more digging in our roads, any more repairs in our roads, the town engineer will be taking over that instead of just having the public works director do that. You're more inclined, and that is underneath your scope of work and also your professionalism right there. Not to take anything away from our director. Things will not be paved certain ways that we're not getting complaints on. You'll be overseeing all that, correct?
We have that ability, and as whether it's a public works project or somebody else doing work, you know, at John's and the council's direction, we can oversee that. We will oversee that. We have construction inspectors who can perform that work and can take a look at that. We can do compaction testing, all that's needed for that work. It is part of our scope that's under our contract.
Yes.
And we will be doing that as directed.
So yeah, and that was the biggest thing too, and I have the floor, excuse me. So if they're also, I love saying that.
Damn, I can tell.
He's going to kick me.
I forget what I'm going to say, so hurry up.
So that was brought up in our public works meeting, and a lot of my colleagues were wondering too, because we don't want our roads that we're paving being dug in by someone else,
right,
and not being patched properly, or we're not knowing about this patch, and being driving by it that public works director maybe doesn't even know about it. And the mayor has brought that up too. And I know you're looking over our dig policy to make sure that if it's done just like we had talked about how Norwich is done, not just a simple patch, it's an overlay patch too, that we're not spending millions of dollars on these roads and this is not being taken care of properly.
Correct. Yes, we are looking at that, and we were consulting with John about that for the road opening permits and also the restoration details and what inspection is required. We're also looking to tighten up the road regulations to allow the town to be reimbursed for inspection costs, you know, for that work, depending on certain size of projects as well. So, yeah, we are going back and forth, and John and I have discussed, you know, different options for the road
Great.
Standards.
What I was going to standards. What I was going to really jump into, and I was trying to get in. To kind of re-summarize what Councilor Cameron's saying is, do we have policies in place right now that anybody who does any road work in a town of Montville, regardless of who it is there a thing in process in state right now that they're going to get the right permits, the road standards are up to speed to do a proper overlay? Because right now they just dig a 3-foot-wide trench and then they patch it up and put a 3-foot-wide thing over it. Well, that doesn't work. So I just want to know, if we don't have it in place, do we have the right process in place to accommodate any type of activity on town roads?
I do believe you do. Yes, you have a road opening permit that people and everybody is supposed to come in,
and they're being and they're being followed. It's not your job to make sure they're followed, but I do think it is the public work director, you know, and whoever else is doing it, that they've got to follow this process.
We're revising the permit that each of the contractors have to come to Public Works for, and the revised permit will provide a better checklist and procedure for follow-up to make sure it's inspected correctly.
Yeah. And so where are our road standards right now? Is it online? Because I couldn't find it.
I believe it is online. I don't know if it's with the Public Works site or if it's with planning and zoning as part of the subdivision site. It is online. I don't recall which.
It might be on the solid waste site. That hasn't been updated in 20 years.
Mayor, I just want to say, Mayor, so regardless of who is doing work in a road, they have to have a permit or follow this checklist. Is that going to be the norm?
That is.
All right. Thank you.
With Kyle in hand, which is, you know, and Kyle, you're a great asset to John and to planning and zoning.
Thank you.
I hear a lot of good things. And you know what? I've always told John, use the assets at hand. That's why we pay. That's why we're there. That's why things get done properly, not on his recommendation, on yours recommendation to him. And that's, you're the professional.
John has a lot on his plate, and he takes on a lot. And we have offered. We do have people who do. That's what they do is inspections. You know, I have guys out doing water lines for Norwich Public Utilities right now. We do all sorts of, you know, different inspections. We do have personnel available to do that. That is certainly something that we could, you know, can take on and continue to take on.
And in council, to my colleagues in the public here, there, John and Kyle are looking at the roads to get paved. You know, the roads that we presumably, not picked by the council, it would be picked, you know, with your recommendation to John. And one thing I, you know, it said to me the other day, and the mayor and I talked about, we don't want to pave roads that we just chip sealed. So,
correct.
So that if there's anything on there, please make sure that's recommended that's not to be done. Because it's just a waste of taxpayers' money.
Nope. We have a number of roads, you know, that we've been looking at. And if you want, I did have a list of things that John and I had talked about and that John wanted to talk about as well that I can go through. As far as the roads, we have been working on a list. We had about 10 or 15 roads that we had initially kind of put out over looking at a five-year look ahead. This year, John and I wanted to look at Deary Hill, Gutterman, Oxabaxo Dam, Old Colchester, and Butlertown Road, in addition to the work on Maple. And we also have the Bridge Street. The bridge deck is out to bid right now on Bridge Street over the old rail lines. The bids are due back on the 23rd for that. And along with that bridge deck, repaving of Bridge Street is part of that as well.
Is that where I met you?
Yes. Yes, exactly. Yep. With that road work, John is looking at, there is some drainage to go along with each of those. He's looking at what he's going to have his crews self-perform versus what will be included in bids, you know, for each of those projects. So he's currently looking at his allocation of manpower to do that work. The roads in total, it's about 5.5 miles of road that, you know, that he's looking at paving right now. And the estimated budget right now is around $4.3 million in total for rehabbing those roads. So that is what we've been looking at. We've been kind of narrowing down the roads and looking at scope for each one and looking to go out to bid later this summer or later this spring, I should say early summer, for summer and fall construction for those.
On all that list right there? That you,
correct, yes, yep.
You'll be, and these are not just going to go right off the state bid. We're going to do competitive bidding?
They'll be competitive bid, yes. They'll be publicly bid, yep.
Thank you. I think I said that 15 times in a meeting and got to you.
Anything else for?
I do have a few more things on the list. Oh, do you want to go
ahead.
Through it? Do you want me to go through it?
We'll go right ahead.
Okay. another item on the list was the fishing pier. That project is awaiting the final funding. If that funding is allocated, the contractor will issue notice of award to the contractor and can initiate contract signings with the town. The low bidder, Sahaki and Son from Old Lyme, has indicated that their plan would be to start work right after Memorial Day, if everything does
groundbreaking ceremony.
Sure. we discussed Maple and Bridge Street. The basketball courts, The contractor is waiting for some warmer weather. There's epoxy coating to go down on the Camp Oakdale courts, and that needs temperatures to be consistently in the 50 to 60 degree range for them to put that down, and some drier weather for that to work. So they're waiting on that to complete those courts on Camp Oakdale. They'll also come back and finish Desjardins Park at the same time with that. For the maintenance garage at Camp Oakdale, that building has been ordered. They're targeting a late summer, July, August, start of construction for that when that building comes in.
Who got that job?
P&H Construction, a little bitter.
Is that going to disrupt soccer at all?
I don't believe so. It is fairly self-contained within that site. The project itself wouldn't creep into any of the fields or disrupt that. And we have called out for construction fencing to go around the project.
A lot of kids there. I'm just trying to figure out if.
Sure. Yeah.
Out there on the weekends.
Sure. Yeah.
We're doing a lot. I wasn't involved in this. This was really mainly yourself, the public works director, and the mayor on this project right here. Our group, the public works committee, did not have anything to do with this. Public works is going to do a lot of the groundwork, correct? Right? Site work.
Correct. Public Works is supplying some of the gravel materials for the project for backfill in the site around it. They're also, because of the budget, will be performing the electrical piece of the work as well.
That's the building of the camp.
Another item to talk was the town's MS4 annual report. That was filed with DEEP and was published as well.
Could I say something, Kyle? We have, yeah. I was talking with the finance director. And we were going over the budget on the MS4 sampling program. And then there's another sampling program. I don't remember what it's called, but there's another one that's around the same. I think it's for the transfer station. Is there any way we could possibly go out to bid for those two and get them combined, maybe save some money with one? Because they're actually quite substantial, what we're paying for just sampling. You know?
Okay.
And I don't know if there's something you look at, maybe touch base with the finance director and just see if there's a company out there that could do both for a cheaper thing. I know they're two separate entities as far as the sampling, but it seems like in the same realm of a professional that can do the both.
Yeah, we can certainly look at that scope of work and see if it's something that can be consolidated and if there is cost savings potential there. Yeah, we can absolutely look at that. Yeah.
All right, thank you.
A few items that are a little out of my realm, but John did ask me to mention. the salt and sand budget is over budget this year. You know, it's due to the number of storms. Currently, the salt shed is full and ready for next year. The last couple of storms caused a salt shortage, and the back-to-back storms that we had created a supply issue. Suppliers were having trouble getting restocked due to those storms, and he said the overrun was not preventable. Additionally, the Connecticut Department of Transportation is developing plans to replace municipal-owned speed limit signs on rural roads. They'll be replaced with new retro-reflective speed limit signs. They'll be installed per the federal guidelines. They will be issuing the list of rural roads in town that they'll take care of that on, and Public Works is just waiting for that list from them, and they will come out and replace those signs to meet the federal guidelines. Public Works has nearly completed the drainage repairs at the garage. New floor drains were installed, and I did walk the site with John, and they did a very nice job, you know, repairing and fixing that drainage out there. Public Works has also rented a taller bucket truck for tree removal, for removing dead trees around town. They're currently cutting down between 8 and 10 trees a day with that truck and working through town. The road sweeping program for the spring will start soon, so you'll see those trucks around. And the Public Works crews are getting started for catch basin repairs and curb repairs from damage over the winter. The crews, I guess, are still picking up trash around town. He noted that it will soon be grass cutting season. I assume that the edges of road and also all the recreation fields will start their normal spring maintenance and grass cutting. You noted that soccer and lacrosse are using the town fields at this time. Also, the bathrooms at Camp Oakdale will be opening up soon for the season. And the senior center boiler. He had noted that two boilers are proposed. There will be a redundant system. In case one breaks, the other will heat the building. Alltech Plumbing and Heating, I believe, was supposed to get started today. I don't know if they did or not. The town had received three quotes, Alltech Plumbing and Heating at $37,500, City Mechanical LLC at $39,400, and New England Mechanical at $43,266. Alltech Plumbing and Heating is also working on acquiring the coils for the police department air conditioning. And that would be it.
Probably the best report we've got.
John wrote it. all I did,
yeah, but
I added
the only
a little
thing
bit.
You didn't lean on that mic and say, you know, I'm very busy.
Yep.
And you know what? The other thing is when you go back to John, and I think I've said this to the mayor, and I don't know if it will ever get done. These bathrooms all need to be painted because they're just, they're not up to my standards or the standards of the public.
Okay.
They just need to be painted and cleaned up. Thank you.
Fair enough.
When does John come back?
I believe Monday, next Monday. I think he's off all week, but I'm not 100% sure.
Because I got to go over his budget with him.
Okay. I know he's off through at least Wednesday. I don't know. I assume he's off Thursday.
Unless he's going to have you do it.
Yeah. You did a good job, Kyle.
I hope not.
Thank you, Kyle. Any questions for Kyle before he leaves? All right. Thank you very much for
very
coming
Very good. Thank you all. Appreciate it.
The finance director, would you like to say anything on the status of the budget preparations?
Sure. Good evening, everyone. We've been busy in finance putting together the fiscal year 26 budget. We're finalizing the final details on that this week. We've also been busy preparing the official statement for the bond rating, and we'll be going out to bond most likely late spring for previously approved projects. We've also been working on the audit to get that finished up, and the treasurer has been absorbing the duties of the accounts payable employee. She moved on to other opportunities last week, so we are down one position in the department. Does anyone have any questions?
I believe we are setting your budget on, we're going to have a special meeting on the 17th.
Right.
So after that, you and I need to start getting the finance committee.
Yes.
Talking to department heads. So look for a pretty aggressive schedule for the next 2 weeks. If hopefully you're available.
So is it going out for accounts payable? Have we posted that already?
Yes.
We have?
Accounts payable, yes.
The position that's open?
We're interviewing.
Julie, you've done an awesome job, you and Patrick, really.
Oh, thank you.
And you listened to us talking about, the overtime, the generic and outdated time cards that your office has to put up with every week. And then, of course, the overtime I've already talked to you about that I think should be audited just like we did before you got here, and it showed us a lot of deficiencies that we've taken care of, and you're really stepping up, and you and Patrick are fantastic.
Oh, thank you. We have a good team.
So one thing, tonight we have the Tyler, I guess the module, and that's just for one part. That's for the...
Yes, that's for the PDF portion for our financial software. So right now, everything is paper. funding the Tyler Content Manager would allow us to be able to start scanning those documents into the financial system. So when you go into an item, you can pull up what's associated with it instead of going through paper files to pull that information. It will also... modernize the purchase order process. Requisitions and purchase orders would not be paper anymore. They would go through a step approval process, and then be electronically generated through the system.
So just to let everybody know, historically, that's where things got kind of off track in the past several years, is the purchase orders would get lost, or some information critical wouldn't be with it, or something like that. So it really slowed the process down. This is supposed to accelerate that and make it much more efficient and really easier for all the department heads to get their purchases in, and much more easier for the finance to track it and to produce it. But when, as Councilor Karen was saying about the payroll, when do you suspect we could start looking at, because that's going to be another module, either we go with Tyler or there's another company that does payroll, when do you think we should start looking at that, getting that going?
I would say once we have Tyler Content Manager up and running, we can start looking at payroll implementation. Payroll implementation will be a much larger project, because you also have to implement the work rules of payroll and have it talk to Tyler. So that will most likely be over a year-long implementation process. My hope would be maybe by the end of this year we could start looking at that.
Okay.
If everything goes on track.
Thank you. Any questions?
Just want to correct it. We haven't interviewed yet for the accounts payable, but it's posted. We've been interviewing some other ones, not accounts payable yet.
Okay. Thanks, Mayor.
Thank you, Julie.
Okay. Thank you.
The police department's not here tonight, but I just want to commend them and congratulate the police department on their attaining the level 3 accreditation status. It's a great set of teamwork by Chief Blanchett and Lieutenant Radford, and also with the commitment from Officer Lindsay Michaels to this goal. It's a tremendous accomplishment, and speaking from personal experience, I know that we've come a long way from department orders to what we are now. We have policies and procedures that are standardized across the state, and it's a huge accomplishment. I want to also comment about the tree cutting that's been going on in 32. It's part of a safety improvement initiative by the state, and you notice that this varies on where the trees are being cut, mainly because the state right-of-way varies up and down Route 32 from a sizable distance to very little. In addition to some areas that were taken down, dead trees, with the permission of the property owners, the overgrown, dead, dying trees, and I'm sure you all noticed the change on 32 and Massapequa. I think it's a huge improvement. And I'm glad that we got some explanations from the state on what's being done there. as far as my report goes, we're continuing to make as many commissions and committee meetings. Director Chapman has commented on the budget. We interviewed consultant firms for the CIF Route 32 development plan, and ultimately we selected BJH Advisors out of Brooklyn, New York. So as soon as we can get the state to DECD to finish up on their end, we should be moving along with that. We began the firefighter CBA talks this past month. I also presented a proclamation to Lillian Baldino, who turned 100 years old. We interviewed three applicants for the firefighter position, and we hired Dan Sawyer, who started today. And he marks our 16th firefighter. We're interviewing tax assessor replacement to Lucy Beat, whose last day will be on the 25th, and that'll be a tremendous loss to the town. I'm really sorry to see her go. It's retirement, and so we have some replacement for her in mind. Hopefully we're going to be able to start her next Monday, a replacement to Lucy Beat. Department head meetings continue to be beneficial. I want to say a special word of appreciation and thanks to Dean Terry, a town resident who stepped up to offer his services for as a clerk of the works of the kennel. And that's going to not only save the town a lot of money, but it's going to give us a keen eye on what's going on with that project. And I really appreciate Dean. Dean is many years of construction experience. He was a former town councilor back in Beetham days, I think it was. Whitney Phillips Castillo has her last day. She went on to other employment as accounts payable. Her last day was the 11th. We had the groundbreaking ceremony for the kennel on the 29th. And we're interviewing land use administrative assistants to replace Megan Albert Egbert, whose last day was on the 28th. Any questions?
All right. Thank you, Mayor. Reports from standing committees. Town administration rules and procedure.
On the agenda, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Finance. Been meeting. We're going to be meeting here shortly to start going over the mayor's budget. And tonight, I'd like to ask the town councilor, with Joe Jaskiewicz, in recuperating from knee surgery. We're going to be meeting quite frequently, so I'd like a motion to assign Kate Southard, Councilor Kate Southard, to the Finance Committee while Councilor Jaskiewicz is recuperating.
Second.
Any discussion? All right. I'd like to have a roll call, please.
Councilor Karen.
Favor.
Councilor
Jaskiewicz. Oh, no, my favor.
Favor.
Councilor
Favor.
Councilor May.
Favor. So that is 5-0. Get well, and we want to have you back as soon as you're able. All right?
Yes, sir.
Public Works, solid waste.
You know, Kyle gave an in-depth report. Some of that stuff doesn't get to our committee. I don't know if there's a communication breakdown or maybe John's phone isn't working or his email, or maybe he doesn't have email. But they... we are looking at other things. One thing that the Public Works Director did not fail to bring up, and that was about the increase in costs of non-burnables mm-hmm. and other costs that are happening at the transfer station. I just don't want the public to be caught off guard. There is a lot, and John needs to, that's in his department. He needs to take a hand on that. Maybe with that mayor's help, we can have the Public Works Director step up and start looking into that.
Could I comment on that? One of the biggest things is food waste, and SCARA has recently been awarded a $4.5 million from DEEP to erect a food waste composting facility across the river. That is a long-term remedy to the problem that we're having, and I think it's a step in the right direction. It's just going to take a while to get going.
Yeah, and you know what? You're absolutely right. That was brought up in a light note, the mayor, the Public Works Director did bring up, but the non-burnables mm-hmm. Have to be addressed. I mean, we especially when it comes to just the thing that someone's doing a roof and they bring it in, it's on your free card. It's on your card that comes in and they punch it, and those are very costly right now, and the rest of the taxpayers are picking up the bill on that. So we're looking at that. John has to. On a recommendation for us, we asked them to go look at other transfer stations, not to reinvent the wheel. Go look at these other transfer stations and get some of these numbers. So we're hoping that on the return of his vacation, that some of that stuff, the Public Works Committee, which he entertains us by coming, he will report to us on some stuff, Mayor, and so that we can bring it back to I don't want to be the one that has to surprise the taxpayers that this is stuff that's going on that needs to be addressed. That's why I asked to have Kyle here tonight, because the roads, people are concerned about the roads. People are concerned about drainage. People are concerned about the Maple Avenue. When are we going to pave? When are we not going to pave? So some of that stuff, hopefully, we can have that addressed in a sooner time frame.
Councilor Karen, I have a couple of comments on the non-burnables. That's something that's probably been about 3 or 4 months that the rates for that are known to be increasing for non-burnables and stuff. But I was going to just say that why isn't this being looked at? So I think Public Works Director needs to really get a handle on that, because that could really start affecting us here real fast. When is the timetable that these new rates are going to come into place?
Well, he hasn't got back to us on what way to do that. On the one was about purchasing a scale, looking into that. I forget the gentleman from Public Safety who brought some great ideas to our Public Works Committee, but I believe some of them, you know, it's really up to the Public Works Director to bring forward what these are costs, what's on that punch card that shouldn't be on that punch card, that maybe should be under weighing scale, or either weighed or certain bulk or certain amount of tonnage.
Well, Mr. Carlson's real busy, so do we need to get CLA?
Well, no, his workload, that's why we all approved the foreman, is to loosen up some of his workload to get on some of this stuff. So and all defense, that part right there, the foreman's only been on a couple months, correct, Mayor?
Right.
So, I mean, that should be, you know, the mayor knows our concerns, the concerns of the public, too, about that, too. We don't want to be caught off guard on our trash, because we're very lucky right now what we do pay, but that's might not be there for all that long. But his workload is supposed to be easing up now that the council has approved a foreman position and it was hired.
Sounds like it.
Huh?
Yeah.
Sounds like it. Yeah. Okay, that's all I have to report.
Any other questions for Councilor Karen? All right, reports from special committee and liaisons. Councilor Karen, Commission on Aging, Nonprofit Organization, Social Services, Volunteer Firefighters Relief Fund.
The Volunteer Fire Relief Fund, we haven't met, but on to the Commission on Aging. They had one meeting I could not make, but went the following 3 days in a row. There had the senator there talking about elderly housing, also about having some aides be licensed other than the ones that the state already approved. They also have new programs started. The computer classes are a great hit, so that's been going along good. We're averaging between 50 and 65 people for our dollar lunches. You know, the heat is on. The temporary heat is still there. I thought it was coming in sooner, but the temporary heat is still on there. So that's been working great. But our center is averaging anywhere between 400 and 500 people a week, or even more. If I could stay there longer, I could find out. What I will be saying is that the archaic, the senior center needs to look at having the carpets that are aged. Some of them are there original. Some of them are not. Some of them are, they're lifting in areas. It does need a facelift. We need to do something more. That's the busiest building that we have in the town of Montville. If I could say that as a counselor, you know, I'll take my prejudice out. It is, but you know, I'm down there putting duct tape on some of the pieces of carpet. That's uncalled for. We should definitely be looking into that. I mean, it's the busiest building. You know, I'm not going to argue with any counselors up there how many members we have or don't have. It's the busiest building. Take a day, go down there and see. So the social service, they're doing, you know, good, but there's cuts coming down from the federal level to the state level to us, that there's things. I mean, they're cutting out the veterans coffee hour, which that is just not coffee, that's also mental health. They're cutting that out. The Mohegan Tribe is looking into maybe supplement to help in there. I've asked them to do that, but that's just one thing. We're looking at the USAID, the food that we get shipments doing, that's getting loosened up. We don't know what these levels are going to happen to. They're going to trickle down and hit especially in our veterans and our seniors. So, you know, I'll be working harder to try to recoup or try to get some donations or try to move that area up and start and not make it go dormant. But onto the carpet and stuff like that, I want to throw that out there. The carpet and painting, I've said that for a while. God forbid someone trips on anything down there. But that's where I stand on that, and that's it.
All right. Thank you. Councilor Jaskiewicz, Board of Ed, Planning and Zoning.
The last Board of Ed meeting, they discussed the budget at the regular meeting, but they put a lot of time into the budget and what they were looking at. Actually, they went over the whole budget and presented to the committee 4.49 at that time. And yep. I don't have anything from planning and zoning, because my fault, I didn't go to the meeting. I'll get us an update.
I was going to let you know that Councilor Southard went to the.
She went for you.
Huh?
She went for you.
Yeah, I think you were actually. I'll just give a
you're underneath the knife.
Quick June 4th, the superintendent and Board of Ed will be recognizing retiring teachers. I guess about to find out exactly where that is. It'll obviously be at the school. Tuition rates for the 2025-26 school year were set. And they just, their last meeting was just a general business. It was a very quick meeting. So, and then Councilor Sebelia, I'm sorry, Councilor Lathrop, do we have anything for Economic Development and Water Pollution Control Authority? I believe we have, maybe we can have
Ron.
Ron McDaniel, when he comes up, he's going to be talking here in a minute, I think. If he wants to let us know if anything major is happening at WPCA. It'd be good, if you don't mind. So we got an update, because I think a lot of...
I was wondering why you didn't have your department head come up, Ron.
Ron McDaniel, Administrator of WPCA. Three items that we really have pending are on the agenda for tonight. The only other thing that was of import was that we did have a force main break at the corner of Kittamog and Massapequa. It was kind of a big job. It went back into the thrust block and where it was into the cement, so we really had to dig that out and hack that all up and replace that with a new section of pipe in that area. That cost us about $37,000.
Mm. Was that some for all the extreme cold weather or just age?
No, it's basically, quite frankly, it was poor construction practices and shortcuts back in the day. They never put a proper base in, and you know, as particularly in the force mains, when the pumps kick on, I mean, it shifts just very, very little bit in that pipe, and it's rubbing on a rock because they didn't bed it in sand. So it's something that's happened here and there over town, around town.
All right. Any questions for?
Oh, I would report one other thing, that the Water and Sewer Commission did waive the sewer and water connection fees for the animal control facility.
Good.
Very nice. We got it at the last meeting.
I didn't ask him to come up because his items are on the agenda. I thought he'd speak then, but I'm glad you mentioned that fourth main break. Thank you.
Being that Councilor Lathrop is out, I'm glad you did that. Just give a quick update.
Any questions I can answer for you?
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yep.
Councilor Sebelia, Conservation Commission, Public Safety Commission, Youth Service Bureau, and Advisory Board.
Yeah, Conservation Commission, they were obviously very busy with the Avalonia vote and didn't go how they wanted. They also have Trails Day in the works. That'll be coming in June, so be on the lookout for that. Public Safety Commission, do not believe I attended the last meeting. Just very thankful for the police. They're out there patrolling. They're utilizing the state grants for distracted driving and speeding, so it's nice to see them out and about, slowing people down. As far as youth services, their summer center registration is May 12th, beginning at 8 a.m. They're anticipating a waiting list. They also have YSB Day at the Capitol coming up, so April 29th, they bring 6 to 7 students to the Capitol. They get to interact with legislators, have some breakout sessions. They're also planning a drug take-back day. They're partnering with Mottville PD. That's April 26th. That's from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. There's also a mailer going out with information on that. They also, just a little update on their You Good Bro mental health campaign. Channel 3 was, I believe, coming Monday for an interview, so that's pretty cool. They also have a police patch that's going on sale soon. Proceeds are going to benefit first responders. Other than that, they also have Ben and Jerry's Day, so that's May 5th, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Proceeds will go to Cable for first responders for mental health initiatives. So stop by Ben and Jerry's. That's May 5th from 6 to 9 p.m.
Cinco de Mayo.
Yes.
Anything else?
No, that's it.
Thank you. All right. In Councilor Southard's absence, she asked me to report on Farmers Market, Library Committee, and Parks and Rec Commission. Excuse me. Parks and Rec Commission would like to know if commission members... The Parks and Rec Committee would like to know if commission members may serve as members of the public on the committee center committee, since there has been no applicants from the general public. If not, can the makeup of the committee be amended? I think that's a valid question. Maybe we can discuss that here in a moment. The commission also is continuing with their Camp Oakdale Improvement Plan, which will be working with the town engineers to continue to move this project forward. Commissioners will also begin their yearly walkthrough of park properties. Reports are due back to commission for the July meeting. So the open-ended question that's there is there's unfilled for the community center committee, and they're asking if other people in the Parks and Rec Commission can fill those. I know we assigned a certain number. I think we had a 7-member board. Is that, remember on that? So does anyone have any issues with change or amending that? I think we need to have a plan. We don't have a plan right now, so. Mayor, maybe you could reach out to the Parks and Rec chair and see what he had in mind as far as amending people to get on that, to get that committee going.
Yep.
And then one more. The farmers market is coming together. Opening day is June 24th. July 1st is community night. The Montville PD and fire departments will be participating in Touch a Truck. The market is looking for Montville nonprofits and businesses to set up that evening to advertise their business. So we ought to get the word out to all the nonprofits. Who's our nonprofit person? Is that you, Councilor Karen?
Yeah.
Maybe you could let them know.
What do you mean nonprofit in meaning like?
Well,
if they want nonprofits, it's not the same as your kind of like food trucks or something like that?
No, they're looking for, this is community night, so they're looking for nonprofits to come and set up a table and give out their information.
We could send out something about that to the ones that we have.
Right, that's what I mean. I know we have one, well, Ann Gollum is just here.
Ann would definitely be there, probably. Yeah.
So if you, all the liaisons here, reach out to your thing and see if they want to do something, maybe your service bureau or something.
Yeah.
And library, there was no meeting. Oh, and all the information is on the Farmers Market website on Facebook. All right, we got through that. Let's move on to appointments and resignations. To consider and act a motion to accept the resignation of Joseph Berardi from the Inlands Wetlands Commission.
Second.
Any discussion? I guess we do a roll call on that? Or just a voice vote?
Voice vote. You can just do a voice vote.
Yeah. All in favor of
aye.
Accept? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right. 5-0. Consider act a motion to accept the resignation of Sandra Berardi from the Inland Wetlands Commission effective immediately.
Ooh.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Consider act a motion to appoint Rich Colbrecher to fill the vacancy on the Economic Development Commission with a term to expire on June 14th, 2026.
Second.
Any discussion? I need a roll call on that, please.
Yep.
Favor.
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 Favor. So it's 5-0 in favor. Another one. Consider an act of motion to appoint Rich Colbrecher to fill the vacancy on the Regional Tourism District with a term to expire on August 12,
2025. So moved. Second.
Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. It's 5-0 in favor. Consider an act of motion to reappoint Walter Hewitt to the Economic Development Commission with a term to expire on May 13th, 2029.
So moved. Second.
Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. It's 5-0 in favor. Consider an act of motion to accept the resignation of Carrie Wall from the Conservation Commission effective immediately.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Just to point out, that's actually, she's an alternate on the Conservation Commission. And All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? That's 5-0. Consider act a motion to waive the waiting period for appointments rule 14C of the Town Council Rules and Procedures for the Housing Authority and Inland Wetland Commission.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Councilor
Perrin? Favor.
Councilor Jasper?
Favor.
Councilor
Spaliar? Favor.
Favor.
Favor. 5-0. In favor. Item H, to consider and act on a motion to reappoint or appoint one of the following persons, Deanne Morton or Karen Perkins, to the Housing Authority with a term to expire on April 30th, 2030.
Karen Perkins.
No. I made a motion. A second.
Second.
All right. So with this one, instead of your vote will be, when you call your name, you say the name of the person you wish to be on the Housing Authority. So.
Councilor Karen.
Perkins.
Councilor Jasper.
Perkins.
Councilor
Perkins. Councilor
Perkins. So Karen Perkins with a vote of 5-0. Consider an act a motion to appoint Eric Majewski as member of the Inland Wetlands Commission with a term to expire on February 9th, 2027.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Councilor
Karen? Favor.
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 Favor. So it's 5-0. All right, item J, consider an act on a motion to accept the resignation of Kelly Orb from the
Orby,
from the Farmers Market Committee effective immediately.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none. 5-0. Unfinished business. There is no unfinished business. Let's go to our new business. All right. The Town of Montville hereby resolves to refund taxes due to overpayments and corrections in the amount of $4,702.10.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. 5-0. Item 16B, the Town of Montville hereby resolves to waive the seal bid requirement in Section 708A of the Town Charter for Senior Center Boiler as it is in the best interest of the town.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
Yeah, I just want to point out that this was something that we omitted to do in our need to do something with the heating. We did go out to bid, but it wasn't a sealed bid. We're trying to speed it up, and you know, it still took a lot of time. And as CLA Kyle Hobbit already mentioned, the amounts on the bids was Alltech at $37,500, and City Mechanical at $39,400, and New England Mechanical at $43,266. And I believe that was started today. So I apologize for not getting that on the agenda previously, but we're trying to move it along.
Understood. Roll call, please.
Councilor Karen.
About time. Yeah, favor.
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 Favor. 5-0 in favor. The Town of Montville hereby resolves to consider an act on a motion to introduce and set the date for a public hearing for ordinance entitled An Ordinance Regarding the Conveyance of Real Property Located at 14 and 22 Bridge Street on, I have to discuss the time here. The public hearing will be held at Montville Town Hall and the Town Hall's chambers.
What do you want to do on a set?
I think I have it written. I thought I wrote it down somewhere in here.
Isn't that the 24th?
Second.
Right now I have 21st at 6 p.m. Does anyone not agree with that?
What's the date?
April 21st at 6 p.m.
6 p.m. right here?
Now it's 6 p.m.
Yep, 21st.
22nd, 21st. All right.
Well, 21st is a Monday, right?
Yep. Six. I have no problem with that.
Anyone, Councilor Yudnik?
Hopefully.
Does that give us enough time to advertise for the public hearing?
Well, day 17th.
Today's the 14th. It's a week from today.
This is the one I had written down. Do you have anything, a time different for this?
I thought it was good. I had written down the 24th.
Well, that's why I was saying it. So
I said that.
I'm sorry, 24th. All right, so 24th.
What day of the week is that?
On Thursday.
Thursday. And there's no conflicts with the town council chambers? Mayor? Any conflicts with the town council's chambers?
We can make the arrangements.
Okay. All right. So the public hearing will be April 24th at 6 p.m. May I get a motion? Let me read it again.
No, you could just add that in.
Yep. You already have a motion and a second?
Yep.
So move.
All right. Any discussion?
Are we going to do section 16G the same day for another hearing?
Mayor, what's your plan for that before we go too far?
For the
16G is the water rate.
We're going to do it the same day as the other one, or no?
I didn't see what we had for. No, we can't. We can't do the same day, can we?
Oh yeah.
I don't know.
We had several public hearings in a row.
Yeah.
Then that's fine. We'll do the 24th.
Open one and then close it.
All right.
And open the other one and close it.
Yeah. You can have it within 30 minutes. Yeah.
Thank you for bringing it up, Councilor Yudnik. All right, so let's vote on 16C, which is the ordinance on the conveyance of real property on 14 and 22 Bridge Street. Could I have a roll call, please?
Councilor Herring?
Favor.
Councilor Jaskowitz?
Favor.
Councilor Eastman?
Favor.
Councilor May?
Favor. So it's 5-0 in favor. The town of Montville hereby resolves to authorize appropriation of $40,000 from the town of Montville's LOSIP entitlement account to account 36101-52156 to complete the boat launch and pier project.
Second.
All right. Any discussion? I'll just say that this was brought up at the finance meeting, and we thought it was the best way to take this from LOSIP to, it's just a small piece that needs to be completed for that, for the funding for that. All right. Roll call, please.
Councilor Herring.
Favor.
Councilor
Jaskowitz. Favor.
Councilor Spilley.
Favor.
Councilor
Yudnik. Favor.
Councilor
Lermay,
sorry.
Sorry, five, favor. It's in favor. Five,
just keep going, Agnes.
5-0. Authorized the town of Montville hereby I'm sorry. Were you saying something, Agnes? I'm sorry.
No, I'm good.
All right. I'm sorry. The town of Montville hereby resolves to authorize transfer of $12,303 from account 104-80-52164 contingency to account 104-40-52036 to implement the Tyler's Technology Content Manager Core Module.
So moved.
Second.
All right. Any discussion? This is what was brought up by Julie Chapman, our finance director, just a moment ago. So that's to purchase that. Roll call, please.
Councilor Herring?
Favor.
Councilor
Favor.
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 Favor. So 5-0. Item F, the town of Montville hereby resolves to adopt the fiscal year 2025-2026 town of Montville water pollution control authority proposed water budget in the amount of $1,760,440.
Second.
Any discussion?
Yeah, I was looking at the fee schedule that was proposed, it seems like they're awfully big increases.
Well, when I saw these two, because if you look at them, they're both, we're setting a public hearing.
Ron, come on.
But this is just the budget this year. The fee schedule will be brought out in the public hearing, and then we'll have to vote on the fee schedule increase. So I thought they were the same, but they're not. This is just to approve the budget as it is. And
Mr. Chairman, you're correct. This is just the budget. And if you actually look at the budget, this will show that budget as proposed still shows an operating loss of $759,000. So
per year, Ron?
This for the next fiscal year. That's about what we're hemorrhaging every year right now.
So with that in mind, this is just to approve their budget, and then we will then have another meeting. There'll be a public hearing to set the new rates.
This budget does not include the fee increase because you guys have not approved that yet. So this is approving the budget at the current fee schedule.
Right. Where's the money come from, Ron, when you're losing it?
We had an operating reserve that, you know, that we were digging into.
And that you depleted that?
Yes, because we don't get any connection fees anymore. All the connection fees go to the tribe. So back when they put the water line under the river, that was a note about $3 million that we had to pay back to the tribe. So every time somebody connects to the water system, WPCA doesn't get to hold on to that money. That money gets transferred to the tribe on a quarterly basis.
For the payment back?
For the payment back. Mm-hmm. And we still owe them about $495,000.
Oh, really?
Wow. Yeah.
But your increases, go ahead, Rob. I think you had some questions on that. Why, you want to touch on it now or wait to the public hearing?
No, we can wait.
All right. So the business at hand is just to approve this year's budget. So roll call, please.
Favor.
So moved.
Favor.
Favor.
Favor. So it's 5-0. Now we get set to public hearing date. The town of Montville hereby resolves to consider and act on a motion to set the date of April 24th
6:30.
At 6:30 p.m. regarding the proposed revision to the existing water rate schedule. The public hearing will be held at the Montville Town Hall in the Town Hall Council Chambers.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? I have one. I just want to make sure for this, and I'll ask the mayor and I'll ask Mr. McDaniel. Do we have time to publish this by the 24th, by the current rules?
Same as you have to post that ordinance.
Well, different ones have different times. We found that out. Yeah. All right. Just want to make sure. All right. Any questions?
Well, it has to be published for 10 days prior?
It has to be published 10 days prior.
Tomorrow's today's the 14th. It won't get published till tomorrow, the next day. That doesn't give you
Well, that's what
days.
I'm asking. I think for Bridge Street, it's 5 days, right? Or something like that? No, it's 10 days? Well.
This will be a Katie Harry question. I'm not sure exactly what the date's do you want to push it out for another week?
Well, I was hoping we'd have this resolved before we got to this meeting. But that was one of the questions.
It's at least 10 days, so we don't have 10 days before the 24th.
Nope. For some reason, 10 days sticks in my mind.
It is.
It is 10 days.
What would be that, the following Monday?
Well, it...
Same thing's going to apply to the Bridge Street issue also.
Yeah, we'll have to readdress that.
I thought the 24th was going to make it, but apparently not.
Well, it could, kind of, but I think it's going to be pretty... You would have had to have had it actually published today. So I don't think that... Unless... So... What about the 28th or 29th?
Well, it depends on what date we're going to have for the budget hearing. That's on the 28th or 29th also.
Let's do it all the same day.
What time is your... I thought that was...
For the public hearing on the budget?
Let's do it all the same night. Aren't we planning the 30th for that?
But you can't have the... You're not going to be able to have the... The public hearing on the budget, that's held at the high school.
I think the budget one was May 1st.
May 1st.
That was one of the choices. It was for 2 days. One day was for the budget, the town budget, and the other day was for the Board of Ed. I think it was the 29th and the 21st. 29th and the 1st.
There's nothing saying you can't have that public hearing in the auditorium right after or before that. These usually don't take that long. But the one for the water rates may take a while. So, should we take a recess and look at their calendar?
It was the 30th and the 1st.
You can push it, like, Ron had just said, you could push it out a couple of weeks if you want to. I mean, you got two public hearings are going to be coming up. That would be three, that would be four. Two of them were the budgets. Which,
how do we do? How about we do May 5th for the set the water rate?
May 5th.
What day of the week is that?
It's a Monday.
That wouldn't conflict with the WPCA.
It will or will not.
It would. That's our regular meeting.
What time's your meeting start? 7. Seventh.
I'm sure the Water Sewer Commission could move.
Can we have Bobby come down?
No, that's all right.
This is the most important thing that they probably have on their agenda.
Right, right.
So. What's the matter? You call her, come pick you up. You call her, come pick you up.
I don't want to throw you into a special meeting situation. Why don't we do it on May 6th? Is that all right?
May 6th is a Tuesday.
Yes.
We're almost done right here.
We're going to be. Counselors, do you have any objection to having May 6th?
That's for the water rate schedule?
Right.
Well, we could do, well, we'll have to go back and do something about the.
Well, let's just stay with the business at hand, and we'll do that in a minute.
All right.
At 6 o'clock?
Well, I'm thinking we'll do 6:30. And this one could take a little longer, and then maybe we'll wrap around and go back to the other one and change that to May 6th at 6 p.m.
The Bridge Street one?
Yeah.
At 6 p.m.
Okay. You're making a motion to put that in?
Yeah, because I'm going to read it in total so it's clear for everyone. The Town of Mount Vernon resolves to consider and act on a motion to set the date of May 6th at 6:30 regarding the proposed revision to the existing water rate schedule, public hearing to be held at the Montville Town Hall in the Town Council Chambers.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
Yeah, so is this rate increase to the citizens to try to make up for that $759,000 a year loss that we're doing? Is that why that's so high?
Effectively. Effectively, yes, but the town of Montville is at, and I'm sorry to, City of Groton sets the water rates, and they always historically set them pretty much after the WPCA sets their budget. And so they're making up for lost ground, I guess, on this. So that's the gist of it. So really, truly, if Groton raises the rates, we got to raise our rates. So it's not a.
So in this meeting, it's not the citizens who are going to be voting like we just had. It's us voting, and the citizens.
It's a public hearing, and then people will come up and say, "It's, you know, what's going on? They're for it or against it." We listen to the testimony, and then we then have another at our next one of our next meetings. We'll vote that in. We probably should have another meeting after this, a special meeting to actually vote this in. Is that correct?
But we'll have our
regular meeting. Yeah. Right. So
it's a week later.
Take the testimony of the public. We weigh it in, and then we vote.
How many customers does that affect, Ron?
470.
Okay. What's the average cost per house and breakdown?
Well, $45 a quarter right now.
Could we? It will go up to like 50 something.
Yeah, it's in the rate schedule, if you get a chance to look
at it. And how do we compare to the surrounding towns, Ron?
I have a whole presentation to...
Yeah, no, I thought that...
We're much lower. I mean, if you look, whoever pays SWAT, you know, if you're a SWAT customer right now, we're about a third of what SWAT is, less than half.
Well, I know it's expensive in London and Norwich. Oof.
Well,
in perspective, we have not had a rate increase in over 11 years.
But I think... I want to stay with the business at hand. It's good stuff. We can always talk about this in a minute if you want. No, you certainly are. I really appreciate it. And Councilor Unique's questions are valid. It's not a town vote. This is an actual public hearing just to discuss this. And then we take from that how, you know, and hopefully make a decision on how we're going to vote. But realistically, it's you got to do it in a way because we don't have any choice if Groton raises the rates. Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. So it's 5-0 in favor. Could I have a motion to go back to 16C, and I'd like to redo that resolution. Is that the right way to do it? Can I have a motion to do that?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right. So 16C. Agnes, is this the way to do it? Just reread the.
I don't think you need a motion to revisit it, but I think you just. All right.
All right. Need a motion.
Amend the date.
Right.
Yeah, we need to amend the date to 16C. To read. May 6th at 6 p.m.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All right. Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. All right. Item 16H. The town of Montville hereby resolves to amend the 2011, the position description for the WPCA senior operator class 3 position as approved and recommended by the town administration rules and procedure committee.
I want to apologize about that. I haven't been able to get together on my committee. Either I've been sick, somebody else has been sick, so I apologize.
All right. I need a motion and a second, please.
So moved.
Second.
All right. Thank you very much, Councilor Jaskiewicz. Any more discussion on this?
No, it's already went through the HR and everything, too, so.
Do you want Ron to talk on it real quick?
If I may, Mr. Chairman, just to edify what this really is this is no different than the road foreman position that you created for the Public Works Department. This allows us to have somebody in a supervisory foreman capacity down at the plant in the absence of the superintendent.
Thank you.
Is this a promotion for somebody, or are we hiring a new employee?
No, it would be in-house.
Is it a promotion, like money-wise increase in duties, that type of thing?
Yes.
Okay. All right. May I have a roll call, please?
Favor.
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 Favor. So it's 5-0 in favor. Item 16I, the town of Montville hereby resolves to amend the 2019-19 delinquent tax collection, and foreclosure policy as approved and recommended by the town administration rules of procedure committee.
Second.
All right. Any discussion?
For this, I've asked the tax collector to
department head to comment on that if anybody has any questions. Again, it's a revision that he brought to my attention as necessary in order to deal with the delinquent tax collection. If you don't mind, I'd like to have him say a few words on it. And thank you for staying. I didn't think it was going to take this long.
That's okay.
Really?
I'll sleep in tomorrow.
Attaboy.
Good evening, council members. My name is David Greaves. I'm the tax collector for the town of Montville. Although the current ordinance, while well-intended, has created some challenges in the practices that I've seen, one of the most significant issues is the lack of alignment with our collection calendar. For example, there are no requirement for a demand notice on the first installment that typically goes out in July. This means that the demand notice doesn't go out until 9 months later, thereby basically penalizing the taxpayer with interest between July and March. There are other actions such as determining the criteria for determining when a property is subject to enforcement actions, such as a tax sale or foreclosure. Right now, these are very problematic because the way it is set up with the current ordinance, the delinquency is defined as either 2 years past due or a balance exceeding $3,000. This does result in inconsistencies. Property owner who misses a single payment, a large payment, could very well be facing enforcement, while another with a smaller but longer standing debt may not. The policy changes that I've made are very specific, not so much by dollar amount, but by time. One of the key things that I'm looking at is changing the policy so that we are three full installments delinquent before we do any type of tax sale in regards to the real estate. This would mean that an individual would have to be basically a year and a half behind, but also we are going to try to work very diligently with the taxpayer by providing them ample notice. So for instance, if we had somebody who didn't pay the July and January installment for the 2023 grand list year, and now the July bill comes out and they still haven't paid, that's three full installments. They're going to get a delinquent notice in August, a demand notice in September, and then they're going to get what I refer to as a pre-tax sale notice. This is basically going to put them on alert that they are going to go to tax sale in March if this balance isn't brought below three full installments. Doesn't mean it has to be paid in full, but it has to be below three full installments. Give the taxpayer an opportunity to work with us and us to work with them. Come February of the following year, if they're still above the three installments, they'll get a second certified letter that basically lets them know if they do not get below the three full installments, they will go to tax sale. In March, any of those properties that are still three full installments or above, I will sit down and create a list, present it to the mayor and to the finance director, who I'm sure will then show it to you folks, and get approval for the follow-through of the tax sale. Reason for the tax sale is because it does greatly reduce the liability on the town versus a foreclosure. When we do a foreclosure, we end up retaining the property, and then it's up to us to get rid of it if there isn't a significant bidder. That in and of itself can cause great issues, especially if you're looking at a property that may or may not have contamination issues. Not something we want to deal with. Also, the town, well, we're not realtors, and it's not our job to sell property after the fact. Anything else, sir?
Thank you for explaining that. That was good.
Did this get passed to the town attorney, too, for his views or she's view, or whoever views?
I'm sorry?
Did it go to the town attorney?
It's my understanding that it was presented to the TARP. I do not believe it has been presented to the town attorney as of yet.
It did not go to the town attorney.
Yep.
It's a revision to the existing resolution. I think it goes hand in hand with Dave's personal philosophy in trying to work with the tax collectors, the tax payer, given as much room as they can to work with them, and I've seen him in action already, and this is just another effort on his part to try to work with him.
Being that this is not a foreclosure, what is the, so a tax sale is, this would go out, what, to basically bid, people would bid on it to
buy the taxes.
To buy the taxes?
Nope, this is not a tax lien sale, sir. So basically, tax sale, what will happen is that if we decide to go that route, then in March, if once a list is approved, we will give this to outside counsel. They will then begin the process. This will not cost the town one red penny because the outside counsel will add that into the opening bid. Between the background check, the deed, and the such, if we submit properties in March, we could very well have a tax sale anywhere between September and October of that same year. Now, I will say that with my experience with a particular outside counsel, they have been awesome in regards to making sure notifications get out and payments are actually received before the auction even occurs. So a lot of these properties, if we catch them soon enough, won't even see the day of light of the day of auction. However, what the bonus point is on this for the resident and the taxpayer is that even if it does go to auction, there is a six-month redemption period, which means that the original homeowner can still retain their property within 6 months of the auction date. The only thing is that they would have to pay the interest that they typically would have paid anyways. So from beginning to end, this whole process would be, you know, there's at least anywhere from 9 to 10 months for the original owner to still retain their property, whereas with a foreclosure or a tax lien sale, that doesn't exist.
No, it can be extended even further than that.
What's that, sir?
It can go even further. I'm sorry, it can go even further than that, the time frame.
For the foreclosures?
Yeah.
On a good situation, you could have a foreclosure be done in 6 months, or worst case scenario, it takes you 3 years. I know working with Attorney Barabalt right now, we have several properties in that particular situation. And also with the tax sale, we would be asking dollar for dollar. And at the same time, too, we wouldn't be just looking for the real estate. We would be looking at motor vehicle, personal property, and any water sewer charges that are due. So we're going to collect everything that is owed to the town, including any liens for blight issues and or maintenance to lawn. Somebody didn't cut their lawn. We put a lien on the property. We'd collect that as well. If there are no bids, the nice thing about it is the town doesn't have to take the property. It just sits, and we bring it, and we just carry it along to the next tax sale. There's no liability on our issue to be stuck with a piece of property.
Any other questions?
No. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. That's a very good explanation.
Thank you, Dave.
Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. So that is 5-0 in favor. 16J has been removed. 16K, the town of Montville hereby resolves to approve and adopt the 2025-12 resolution entitled Resolution Authorizing the Execution of a Lease Purchase Agreement to Acquire Equipment M37, a copy of which resolution is attached hereto as Exhibit A, and to waive the reading of the entire resolution and to incorporate its full text into the minutes of the meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Second. Third.
All right. Discussion, I'd just like to say that this is, you know, we already voted on this previously and it was approved. In doing so, I think the previous finance director didn't articulate this properly into the, I don't think it went to bond council for their actual writing of it. So, I think we have Julie Chapman here if she wants to discuss this, what actually happened here, or the mayor.
Basically, the bond counsel is the one that noticed it. That she didn't write that the resolution for it, and this is to correct it, basically.
Okay.
All right. So it's just to clarify the language. All right. Any other comments? Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Opposed.
Favor. So that is 4-1. Resolution passes. Item 16L, the town of Montville hereby resolves to authorize the mayor to enter an agreement with the Mohegan Tribe of Indians of Connecticut.
So move.
Second.
Discussion? All right. Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. So it's 5-0 in favor. Resolution passes. Remarks from the public with a 3-minute limit. Remarks from the public with a 3-minute limit. And I'll go one more time. Remarks from the public with a 3-minute limit. Remarks from the councilors and the mayor. I'll start with Councilor Utnick.
I have nothing.
Councilor Sebelia.
No, just happy Easter. It's coming up, and that's about it.
All right. Councilor Karen?
No, nothing.
Councilor Jaskiewicz?
Nothing.
Mayor?
I just want to thank again the department heads that hung around and helped us out with these issues. It's a big benefit having you here with us, including Mayor Ron McDaniel for WPCA. Also want to extend my regrets for not being here after the 23rd, trying to finish up the budget process. My proposal will be timely, thanks to the Finance Department and Julie Chapman. I had a planned trip that was planned quite a long time ago, and I was hoping to have the process done in the meantime and didn't get it done.
Well, just to say the Finance Committee will definitely take care of your budget for you. All right, I have nothing to add. Thank you for a lengthy meeting, and we covered a lot of business today, and I want to say thank you. And I just want to say for the vote on the bond property, I'm really glad to see that there was 960-something people that came out and voted. That was an incredible amount for 3 hours. I want to thank Katie Herring and the Register of Voters that came out, and they did an outstanding job. And it was obviously we learned some things that we can do better next time as far as running a town meeting vote. So with that said, motion to adjourn.
So moved.
All right. Thank you. Choke didn't get out of here fast enough, huh? Poor guy.
Rolled right out of here.
Agnes, everything good?